We'll have this discussion.
Discussion? What discussion?
This is a discussion.
Combustion.
Coming to you from Denver, Colorado.
This is Discussion Combustion Podcast with your hosts, Kevin Batstone and Arthur Raw.
Happy Thanksgiving, Discussion Combustion family. Thanks for joining us here. It's going to be Arthur and I today, just kind of taking this year in a little bit and enjoying this holiday. We're going to get out of here soon and go enjoy some food with our friends and family.
Absolutely. Thank you. I mean, look, it's the holiday where everybody gets to sit around, gorge out a little bit, have some delicious food, hopefully disagree respectfully with each other across the table. It's always a fun time of the year. And one thing that I'm thankful for beyond this awesome man to my right is definitely everybody who has supported us over our almost 5-year journey now. We've almost been doing this 5 years.
Crazy.
And I absolutely am so thankful for everyone who has been a listener, has been a supporter, and helped us grow, helped us share our message, and helped us share the messages of all of our amazing guests.
Yeah, it's you know, what I love about this, one of my favorite holidays of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the delicious meal, I mean, what is Thanksgiving, of course? I mean, there's a lot of history behind it, and what it means to you could mean something different for everybody. But it's just a good time to reflect on things to be thankful for. And, you know, we get caught up in the hustle and bustle. We're busy. We're constantly on the move. We know we have shows to do. We got our day jobs. We got our personal friendships and relationships. You know, it's easy to forget about the things that you're thankful for, mm-hmm. things that matter to you, you know. And we touch on a lot in this show, I feel like. We're, you know, try to hit on things that are relatable and motivational, if you will, that are real and things like that. But I'm definitely, you know, thankful to be able to do this every week. All three shows that I do, it's fantastic, man. It brings me a lot of joy. I get to meet great people and have great experiences. And, you know, yeah, there's not a guest on the couch tonight, but it doesn't change the energy of what Discussion Combustion is and what it has been for the last 5 years.
It's true. It's true, man. The people that have shared the seats across from us or met with us on Zoom or what, however it may have been. It's crazy how that one common theme really comes out, though. When a safe place is created where people feel comfortable being vulnerable,
yeah,
it's amazing the stories that people have been willing to share while being audio and video recorded. You know, this isn't the easiest place to open up. As you kind of mentioned, like, you know, yeah, you got all these big lights up here shining on us. We got, you know, the cameras in your face, the mics in your face, big lights. So thanks for everybody for opening up and sharing those stories. And it's interesting how willing people are to actually talk about, like, drug abuse, physical abuse, self-harm, suicide, overcoming suicide. So many stories of perseverance. And yeah, it's pretty amazing how we've been able to capture a little bit of the human experience just by hanging out, having some cold drinks and relaxing with each other, man.
Yeah, we've had a lot of unique people across the couch from us, which is great. I think that's always been the mission statement of this, yep, program, to include any and everybody. And one of the cool takeaways I think that I notice a lot with the show as it continues to evolve is, you know, we have a lot of people sit in off, mm-hmm, camera and they observe what's going on or whatever. We've had musicians on. We've had, you know, people that have done amazing things in a lot of different areas, motivation. I mean, you name it. There's a huge catalog. And I think what always really, you know, excites me, and I don't want to call it rewards me, but I think the biggest reward I take from it is when people are like, hey, man, thanks for not just talking about my music the whole time or this or that. Like, I'm known more for writing this book or releasing this song. Like, I'm still a person and I have other, yeah, things to talk about. I think that's what's cool about – well, number one, that's just what's cool about podcasting in general. I mean, we're not the only show that does stuff like that. But so many people are just in – you know, they're so used to being interviewed for a specific thing. Oh, your, yeah, new record came out. Tell us about that. And then that's it. That's the whole show.
Yeah, let me tell the same story for the 1,000th time.
Yeah, and it's predictable. It can be boring. And I'm sure we've had a few of those in the catalog. Mm-hmm. I mean, not every single one is going to be, you know, a slam, bam, wham, a jammer.
No.
You know, it's just not going to happen that way. But it's pretty cool just to hang out, talk to people, man. And, you know, this is the time of year to reflect on that and enjoy friends and family. And that's what the backbone of this show is friends and family.
Yeah, I mean, it started on a friendship, and it grew into something bigger than both of us. You know, this show, Discussion Combustion, really has helped me start to fulfill a life purpose. And I didn't have a purpose in life for a really long time. I was kind of just, you know, a lost soul in many ways, not really doing things that deep down I knew would make me happy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was overweight, addicted to opiates and toxic relationships. Like, everyone has things to overcome in their life. But doing this show actually really gave me a place to, one, hold myself accountable, start creating again. Once I started creating again, it really just showed me how much I need that in my life. Like, yeah. I need to create something. And thank you to the show. Thanks to you for, you know, having this brainchild in the first place of, hey, let's do a podcast together. But, man, yeah, if it wasn't for this show, man, it helped me become more accountable. And it's crazy looking back, even like, you know, a couple of years ago and just seeing where I was at, like my progression. And, you know, for everybody who's stuck in and been along for this ride and this journey of discussion combustion, again, thank you. And, you know, I'm so happy. I'm honored that I'm able to share my story, and hopefully it's helping motivate. And that's what I mean by it's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. If we can help motivate and just help one person's day out and influence one thought to be more positive, then it's worth it.
Absolutely. And it's entertaining, right? I mean, mm-hmm. people can sit there and listen to the stupid shit that I say, which is pretty much weekly. You know, it's funny. It gives you something to laugh about. It bring, you know, maybe gets your mind off of something, whatever. You know, we do it for a multitude of reasons. I mean, we're kind of in pretty deep at this point, though.
Yeah.
There's like, there is no, oh, no more discussion combustion. Like, this has been the flagship the whole time. You know, mm-hmm. this kind of sailed the boat into giving me an opportunity to create Mash the Gas and then launching Happy Friday and all that kind of stuff. It all started here.
Yep.
On this show, on this YouTube channel. You know, this is the backbone of it. So, oh man, it's kind of cool to reflect on a little bit and, you know, like I was saying earlier in the opening, like it's routine. Oh, it's Wednesday. We got to go do the show. Oh, it's this, it's that. But once we're here and we get set in and we're doing this and we hit the record button, this is the best part, as John Ekstrom would say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It truly is. I mean, there's so much that goes into it behind the scenes, the planning, the coordinating with the guests, the editing, the uploading, the social media promo, the media clips, all that stuff, right? There's a lot that goes into this. So it's like, you know, for some people that could be too much, could be overwhelming. But we can't not do it anymore, as Julia Gentry mm-hmm. would say. We don't do it for the lovers, we don't do it for the haters. We do it because we can't not do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I kind of look at it like there's people counting on me out there. And if my purpose is to help motivate people in this life, then what better outlet and medium do I have than discussion combustion?
Yeah.
I can say the most real shit that's on my mind on this program and keep it 100. And it's like, that's the shit to me. Like I fucking love, I love that I have this area to be able to do it. So yeah, it's like I must, even the days where I'm like, I don't really feel like it. You know, who cares? Who's listening?
Yeah.
You know, everyone gets in their own head about shit, but it's like, really, no, Arthur, if you're here to motivate people, then why in the hell wouldn't you be podcasting?
Sure.
And that's kind of one thing that keeps me coming back, that I can't, I will do until I die. Well, just try to motivate.
Yeah, and that's great. I think that's fantastic. I mean, you and I have similar mission drive and purposes and whatnot. I mean, I think mine's to entertain, which is mm-hmm. what we're doing, right? And with that also gives me an opportunity to be the ridiculous, you know, redneck, misword pronunciating K-Bat,
yep.
if you will. I could just be me, you know? And I like doing that. And if people can relate to that or whatever, maybe it makes them feel comfortable to do the same, great. You know, I'm not trying to change the world or anything. I'm just another voice. I'm just a guy that likes to drink beer for now and get to know people. You know, I've learned so much and I've had so many tremendous experiences and so many doors have opened because of what we do. I mean, the experiences that we've had, the people we've met, the places we've traveled to mm-hmm. because of this program is tremendous. And for that, I'm forever thankful for. And yeah, I do feel like there's a duty. Like we've never missed an episode. There's never been, you and I have never had to cancel. Sure, we might have to, oh, we got to do it Zoom. Or maybe we got to do it on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But we don't miss it. You don't, there's, it's not an option.
Yeah. I mean, we'll keep coming. Even if it's just like a quick 2-3 minute hit, like we're going to hit the channel. And this one's going to be a quick one too. You know, it's we're dropping on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not trying to take up everybody's time. But one thing that we do want to highlight a little bit to kind of wrap this one up is giving back and the importance of that. So one thing that's been a little bit of a tradition here that Kevin and I have been doing and Jamie and other people in the past have gotten involved and that's helping a family in need that might be struggling this year and could use help with a meal or something like that. So we want to do that again this year, where people can say it on social, put it to the discussioncombustion@gmail.com. You could even hit us up on the Happy Friday America, whatever medium you want to contact us through. Let us know if you know of a family in need. If you are a family in need, we want to select one family to send a nice meal for Christmas, a nice holiday meal too, man. It's really important.
Yeah, it's become a tradition here at Discussion Combustion. We're going to continue to do it this year again. So Art pretty much just hit all the details on that. You know, serious inquiries only, of course. We're going to get – we get a lot of messages, so – you know, if you're a family that needs a meal, you know, you can't afford it because, look, times are tough right now. We understand that. And Art and I are very fortunate to be in the position we're in, so we want to give back. And we're going to select a family to give a meal to. So, yeah, like you said, hit us up social media, email, whatever works best for you. Even leave a comment down below, and we'll take a look at it and, you know, get in touch. And we want to give back. So it'll be a full meal for you and your family. And, yeah, just please reach out. Serious inquiries only, of course. And that's the DCPC Christmas tradition.
It is. And it feels good. It's the right thing to do. Thank you so much, everybody, for being with us. We're going to keep being here for you as well. From the bottom of my heart, I can only speak for myself, but this whole project has meant more than I could ever imagine. And, Kev, you're definitely my co-pilot on this journey, my pilot and co-pilot on this journey. You know, one of us is always steering the ship.
Right.
Like, we rely on each other all the time. So it's not just one of us who's always steering. Like, it's a true 50-50 effort. And, like, that's awesome that we were able to find that. A lot of times these type of projects will break friendships. It's only made ours stronger. So there's just so many layers that I'm thankful for there.
Absolutely. And, good opportunity for Evan to reflect on what you're thankful for. And hopefully you're enjoying some family time. Maybe you're catching this before the meal, during the football game, whenever. We certainly appreciate you tuning in, listening, watching, social media, all of it. We love it. And I can't wait to be back next week for another great episode of the show. Hope everyone has a fantastic Thanksgiving. I'm getting ready to go over and see my folks. We're about to have a good time, have a little roast, some Thanksgiving sides. We're doing things a little different this year, Art. But, man, I'm looking forward to going to see the folks.
That's
going to
be great. Be safe out there. Enjoy yourself to the most of your ability. I will personally be doing my best to maintain portion control. So wish me luck.
I think we're all going to be in that boat, of course. So thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow on Happy Friday. We got a great episode coming up there. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Be good to yourselves.
You deserve it. Believe and achieve, baby. All right.